KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist has given his predictions of next week's repo rate announcement.
The fact is that the day before that decision is made, we are likely to see the release of the October CPI inflation rate. And that is expected to decline to somewhere between 3.3% and 3.5% from 3.8% in September. That will have been the lowest CPI inflation rate in 4 years.
The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee wraps up this year's meeting next Thursday. Azhar Jameen believes the rate, currently at 8%, is likely to drop by 25 basis points for the second consecutive time.
Even if it cuts the repo rate by 25 basis points, the repo rate will still be 7.75%. And in relation to a 3.5% inflation rate, that represents a real interest rate of 4.25%, which by historical standards is very high and reflects a fairly strict monetary policy.
The National Treasury says it welcomes rating agency S&P's decision to revise South Africa's outlook from stable to positive. The agency says the formation of the Government of National Unity resulted in the easing of financing conditions and a stronger currency. Treasury says government strategy has focused on achieving sustainability and supporting economic growth. And over 1,000 soldiers have been deployed to support police in tackling illegal mining. Thousands of illegal miners have been arrested in various provinces in an ongoing police operation known as Vala Umgodi. The Zamazamas have been found in abandoned mine shafts. Yesterday, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu met with locals in Stilfontein who are assisting the miners with food and other essential items. An ongoing recovery operation still taking place there today. The SANDF's Spiria Sangweni says the deployment of soldiers will focus on affected provinces, including Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the Northwest.
The president authorized 1,100 members of the SANDF to deploy to fight illegal mining and criminality. This deployment will be for a period of 5 months, from the 1st of November till the 31st of March 2025.
And New York is set to become the first U.S. city to implement a congestion charge. Governor Kathy Hochul announced pricing on certain roads will begin in January to unclog streets and reduce pollution for millions of New Yorkers. Hochul's plan will take effect before one of its highest profile critics, President-elect Donald Trump, is sworn in as the U.S. president. The governor says she'll go ahead with the plan regardless of who's in power in Washington. The top story, an economist has given his predictions of next week's repo rate announcement. Azhar Jameen believes the rate, currently at 8%, is likely to drop again to 25 basis points for the consecutive time. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.